WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House voting to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over the Biden administration's handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. The vote was tight, even with the arrival of Republican leader Steve Scalise, who has been away for cancer treatments. The numbers in the House of Representatives even narrower as New York Democrat Tom Suozzi wins the seat held by the now disgraced George Santos. Suozzi, after his GOP opponent, Mazie Pillip, conceded.
There are divisions in our country where people can't even talk to each other. All they can do is yell and scream at each other. And that's not the answer to the problems we face in our country.
The driver of a car that crashed into a hospital emergency room in Austin, Texas, killed last night. Five other people at the hospital were hurt, two of them children. They're trying to figure out why it happened. Palestinians have begun evacuating another hospital in another town. This time it's Khan Yunis in the south, following weeks of heavy fighting there. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A Baraboo man has been arrested for his sixth OWI after being pulled over for possible involvement in a hit and run. On Monday night, authorities in Juneau County were looking for a vehicle possibly wanted for a hit and run in Adams County. A trooper saw the car near the Sauk Juneau County line and stopped it in Wisconsin Dells near Wisconsin 31 and County Highway H. 71-year-old Doran Goodbear was arrested for several offenses, including OWI, failure to install an ignition interlock device, and operating on a revoked license. The hit-and-run crash continues to be investigated by the Adams County Sheriff's Office. Three firefighters with the Beaver Dam Fire Department were injured in an airboat crash on Beaver Dam Lake Monday night. The crash happened just after 7:40 p.m. in the area of Grape Island on the lake. Officials say the crash happened on the island during training operations, but add that the cause of the crash is still under investigation. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
It is going to be sunny and mild today, up to 47 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 10. Tonight, some rain, eventually changing over to some light snow, our low 29 tomorrow. Little light snow in the morning, then mostly sunny with a high of 35. If you need help with back taxes, Tax Solutions Now can help. Call today, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
99.7.
After 7 o'clock, thank you so much for joining us today. Here's Brian Adams.
I got my first real six string, bought it at the five and dime, played it till my fingers bled, was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit, Jody got married, should have known we'd never get far.
Back now. The summer seemed to last
90s, and more.
That's the power of love.
99.7 Max FM.
Hit cruise control and rub my eyes. The last 3 days and the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine.
Running down a dream, there is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 12 minutes after 7 now. Finn, good morning. Happy Valentine's Day. How are you?
Always good to start off the morning with some Tom Petty. Always good for that.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And before we jump into any other topics here this morning, I'll remind you that if you're postponing your Valentine's Day plans because, well, middle of the week, everything a little busy tonight, Free Fall and that Tom Petty concert experience is going to be at the Legacy Dinner Theater on Friday night, 7 p.m. Tickets on sale right now just by going to legacydinnertheater.com. $40 a ticket. So you could have yourself a nice night out, especially if you're Tom Petty fans, and, you know, enjoy some great music all at the same time. So again, legacydinnertheater.com. This tribute band is absolutely amazing. They have performed at some spectacular places, and they are the only ones that the family, the Tom Petty estate, has allowed to perform in their presence, right?
Yeah.
So, which is pretty darn cool, and they're going to give you the full Tom Petty effect if you go attend that show on Friday night at the Legacy Dinner Theater. So, now I know that you guys did your Valentine's Day date a little bit early. Did you guys have a nice time? Good dinner out last night?
Oh, yeah. It was a super nice, great meal. Very small, intimate place. So, yeah, it was really
awesome.
A nice night out. And our son played Cupid and kind of decorated the dining room and had some hearts
Aww.
Up and stuff for us when we got back. So, yeah, it was a,
That's
it was a good...
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah,
look at him. What a good kid he is. That's pretty cool. I bet you Chris's mama heart was so excited when she got home and she saw that. Like, there's these moments where your teenagers completely surprise you and you don't know if you should cry, if you should hug them, if you should scream, or what you should actually do. And then you don't want to intimidate them because it's like bringing a wild animal into this light, right? You don't want to scare them so they never do it again. So you have to like try to contain yourself a little bit. At least that's how I always feel.
Everyone's Once in a while, they do surprise you.
They
you
do.
Know?
It's rare because teenagers and all, but once in a great while. But that's really awesome of him, as much as I joke about it. I mean, we've both been there with teenagers, boys especially. They're a whole different breed. I think you get a little bit more of that kind of stuff from girls, or at least that's how my friends describe it, ones who have had boys and girls. But boys just, you know, they only come out when they need to, is essentially what it is. Bathroom breaks, water, maybe food when they feel like it. But that's essentially all you really see of a teenager.
Least amount possible is usually what you get.
Mm-hmm. Well, they wouldn't actually want to interact with us for any sort of reason, right?
We're old, right?
We are, exactly.
Not cool, and
we don't get it. We just don't get it. We don't like their music. We don't understand what they're talking about. It's just it's an ongoing saga for those teenagers. Well, today, of course, being Valentine's Day, a little bit of a rough day to be single because the internet is flooded with Valentine's Day content. Yes, I was just going through all of social media this morning, and even for us that are coupled up, it's a whole lot. But not everything is corny love stuff. Some of it's a healthy dose of stupidity. So we're going to run through the healthy dose of stupidity today on the internet. The first one includes the art collective MSCHF. Now, last year, they put out a WD-40 cologne, and it sold out really quickly, but they recently restocked it, and they added a new perfume that smells like the cleaning solution Fabuloso, which means you're going to smell forever, because if you've ever been into somebody's house who uses Fabuloso, that stuff has some staying power. My goodness. Mm-hmm. And I'm just thinking, if they continue with this line, Finn, are we going to get Dawn hand soap pretty soon? Hand soap that smells like Dawn? Because that would mean I could feel like I'm doing my dishes when I actually don't have to do my dishes. That might help out my mental
carry
state of being.
That scent around with you wherever you go.
Why would you want to smell like WD-40, though? I don't really understand. I don't really understand most things these days. But that's a puzzler right there. Let's see. There's also a new dating app called Score, and that isn't just a reference to a landing a date. You must have at least 675 credit score to use this particular dating app. It's a dating app only for people with good to excellent credit, and it hopes to help raise awareness about the importance of finances in relationships. And yes, they do a soft credit check to actually confirm this. And if you aren't familiar, a soft check is the ones that they use that don't impact your credit score. They just kind of check it out. So that's kind of interesting,
that
though.
That seems practical.
Yeah, because it's good not to inherit somebody else's financial disaster, right? Because some people just have had issues in that area. And some of it was their own doing. Some of it was because, you know, you're young, you're stupid, you make some mistakes. But, you know, 675 and above, that's not bad. Now, researchers, or actually a new study actually found that, I skipped ahead a little bit. We got to group these two because they're about dating apps. A new study found that sequential effects can come into play when browsing profiles on those dating apps. It's a type of bias known in psychology when the previous item in a sequence affects how you judge the current item. So when you're flipping through all of those profiles, there may be traits that you inadvertently carry over from one person to the next, interestingly enough, like a good credit score, apparently.
Uh-huh.
So-called candy salads are going viral this year on TikTok. But they're just a modern spin on basically the random candy dish that your grandma had sitting out all the time with all those mixed candies in it. You know, she'd set it on the coffee table, and every time you went over, she'd encourage you to have candy that had lint on it and stuff, and had been in that dish for an eternity. But, you know, you ate it anyway because it was grandma and she loved you so. And then there's thousands of rideshare and food delivery drivers are planning on striking today as part of an ongoing dispute over pay and working conditions. So depending on where you're at, where you may be getting to be, might need to check to see if you're going to be able to get some food delivered today. And then finally, according to one poll, 13% of us would rather receive diamonds than chocolate on Valentine's Day. Well, yeah, that totally checks out.
I mean, no-brainer, isn't
right?
it?
Exactly. I mean, that's kind of like dad. 13% of dads saying, well, I'd rather receive a BMW for Father's Day than a necktie again. Uh-huh. I mean, or a mug. Uh-huh. So yeah, that one kind of checks out. But see, not all things Valentine's Day have to be love and sappy and corny on this particular day of the year.
Have those folks that really don't want to have anything to do with it.
Right.
Valentine's Day.
We're kind of those people at our house. Yeah. We just kind of look past Valentine's Day. Yeah. Yesterday I had to go to Madison, had to do a doctor's appointment. They were having an major meltdown with their software yesterday. So it took much longer than I actually thought. In fact, they were offline at my doctor's clinic for almost 5 hours. Ooh. And they had to do everything by hand. So as you can imagine, when you're in a world of technology and all that's entwined now, it was kind of a mess for the poor folks at my clinic yesterday, but they were starting to unravel it. So the appointment took much longer than it was supposed to. Once I actually saw my doctor, it was relatively quick, which meant I got a trip into Target. Now, here's the thing. Do I love Target? No,
Did
not
Dexter
at all.
Did Dexter go with you on the
No,
trip?
He actually stayed home. He decided to stay home, which was good because we had a game last night that he had to run, and I didn't get home until much later than I thought I was going to. But I decided I was going to go to Target. Why Target? I don't know. Not that I really needed anything. Not that I really wanted anything. It was the sheer power of knowing that I was completely by myself. The dog was being taken care of. The kid had food, and I wasn't responsible for anybody but me for at least a couple of hours during the day. So I ran into Target, you know, and there's always odds and ends that you need. It's like anytime I run into Walmart, I'd be like, ooh, maybe I should grab one of those. I forgot that I needed that, or I'm almost out of this, so let me grab one. So I was doing that yesterday in the store. Then I got over into the home section, the home goods, right? And I was like, ooh, lamps. Now, let me explain to you my lamp situation. We have these two matching lamps in our living room. Now, over the course of having two different dogs who love to zoomie in the house and open cords because the living room is completely open with the way you have to configure furniture, we can't set anything against walls, which means lamps have taken a few tumbles in our house. And shades on said lamps have not fared well. Why don't I change out the lampshades, you say? Well, because in my stupor of buying these particular lamps, I didn't realize that the shades were proprietary to this particular lamp base, and you can't just go change out the lamp shade. So I've been nursing these lamps along for probably 5-6 years now. When you turn on the light, it creates a neat mosaic that you didn't even know you needed in this world, Finn, let me tell you. And so I was in the lamp section. I did not realize how how crazy stupid lamp it crazy expensive lamps were. It's been a while since I've bought a lamp, and probably not at a secondhand store. So I'm staring at these lamps and I'm taking photos of them. And I said to my husband, do I really like spend $50 on a pair of lamps? That seems a little bougie, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, they're just lamps, right? He's like, just get the lamps. You've been complaining about our lamps for years now. I'm kind of tired of hearing about it. So just get the lamps. Now I've got the okay to go ahead and spend the money on them. Happy Valentine's Day to me, by the way, is a pair of lamps. Now I have
nothing
to decide.
Says romance like.
Like lamps, right? New end table lamps. Yeah, it's crazy. So now I have to decide which lamps I'm actually going to purchase, because there were a lot of choices. And, you know, not all lamps are created like other lamps. I have no idea what that means. But apparently in my mind, one lamp is better than another. So now I have to sit there and try to decide which lamps I actually want. Do I want a wood one? Do I want a rattan one? Do I want a really cool metal-based one with a rattan shade? Like, what exactly do
now
I want
that
here?
You've been given the all clear that you can go ahead and purchase
I have
lamp.
A, I have a budget.
Sure. Yeah.
I have a budget. I know what I can spend. Like, I know exactly what I'm up against here. And now I have to decide what lamps I want. It was a really big ordeal for me. In fact, I had like four different lamps in the cart, and then I'd put them away, and then I'd be like, no, this one would be better because this is taller. I can actually replace the shade on this one. I mean, it was a whole big ordeal. So I stood in the lamp section like an idiot for almost 45 minutes just staring at the same two rows of lamps. I did end up getting a pair, by the way, because finally I just had to like pull the plug, right? Yeah. I just had to be like, all right, this is the one I'm settling with. This is the one that goes with the most stuff in my house, and, you know, walk out of the aisle, because I'd still be there. I would have slept there tonight. Like with my little graphs and my graphs and my PowerPoints and all that, trying to figure it out. So finally, I just had to pull the plug. And then I had to I found my three favorites. And so I texted Corey and I'm like, you tell me which one you like the best out of these three. And it was kind of the one I was leaning towards anyway. So that helped the decision making process. it was a big, much bigger deal than it really needed to be. And as I tell the story out loud, now I'm like, wow, I sound pathetic.
No, you had a legit lamp dilemma there, you know? I mean, you had to make your choice.
Yes, I did.
And then once Corey gave you the go ahead, I mean, sure, there you are. But now you came back and now you have
lamps. I do. And here's the thing. I don't even know if it was the lamps itself. It was the price that I was paying for the lamps. Now, I'm not a cheap individual and I'm not frugal like my kid. I mean, I'll spend money on things. I just think it's ridiculous to get a pair of lamps for $120, which is not, by the way, what I paid. But that was my whole problem, because I was like, I could go to a thrift store and buy a bottle of paint and make things, you know, I could do this myself. And Corey's like, yes, you could. Are you going to? And are you going to be able to just set them out, though, without a ton of work? No, this is a dilemma too, as well, you know, but it's just cheaper to do it that route. But that was actually my dilemma. It wasn't which lamp I really wanted. It was the fact that it felt too bougie to be buying a pair of lamps for $50. That's what it really truly was. Because it
doesn't
feels
it seem ridiculous?
Wasteful.
I mean, a lamp.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. It's the shades are like plastic. They break, you know, like you should have seen me trying to balance these things on the way home, because I had no real good place in the car to put them. And obviously I was by myself, so there was nobody who was going to hold them for me all the way home, because that's essentially what I would have made Dexter do, is put one on each knee and hold it up because I didn't want to, you know, because you don't want the shade to bend and break before you even get it home. So I had to put them on the front seat and then basically put a seat belt around them to keep the base from wobbling, and then just hope that they didn't fall over on their side to bend the shade. And it was truly an ordeal. But these are the things that I go through on a daily basis. If you ever want to know what happens when I leave the air here at Max FM,
so
these
that
are the
was
dilemmas.
Your special, because this kind of sounds like my wife, actually. So this was kind of your special treat when you made the solo trip to Madison for your doctor's
appointment. I bought a belt on clearance. I bought some lamps, some melatonin, because my doctor has now put me on a kid's dose dose of melatonin so I can actually sleep at night, but, you know, not be so groggy and get the melatonin headaches.
Yeah.
So she put me on that. So I bought some kids melatonin, and I believe there was one thing in there for Aspen. I think I picked her up some treats or something like that so that she could actually eat, because it's rare to find those in a store just with all of her intolerances. That was what my trip to Target entailed. That was what I brought home from Target. And Corey, oh, and I bought some honey mustard pretzels for my husband as well, because he loves honey mustard pretzels.
Yeah.
And he looked at my bag and he goes, "That is the most pathetic shopping day by yourself I have ever seen in my life." I was like, "I got lamps. At least I got the lamps out of the deal. Like, I don't know what to tell you."
Well, you know, you took a lot of time in the lamp aisle, so I that kind of ate up a lot of that. That free time that you would have had.
It was pretty ridiculous how much time I spent the lamp on. And I know people were getting suspicious because people were coming and going and I'd still be standing there staring at the lamps. I'm surprised security didn't. I know. I'm surprised security didn't come check me out or something. My gosh.
Ma'am, are you okay? We've just been noticing that you've been staring at this lamp for a couple of hours now.
It's all right. I'm just having some sort of existential crisis in your lamp aisle. It's fine. We've got to take a look at the forecast right now. It's going to be a beautiful day. Lots of sunshine and mild, 47 for a high. Now, unfortunately, we're going to get a dose of winter in the overnight hours. We do have a winter weather advisory in effect from midnight until 6 a.m. tomorrow, with a possibility of 3 to 5 inches of snow. We're going to get down to about 29 tonight. Now, that light snow could linger into tomorrow morning, and then it's going to become mostly sunny and not quite as warm as today, but still not bad for February standards. 35 tomorrow. Right now, it is 25.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Okay, guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $29.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
Are you looking for the right financial institution to assist with all your deposit and banking needs? Hi, I'm Kathy McAsee, a personal banker with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Here at BWD, we strive to provide a customized banking experience focused on your individual financial needs. Whether you're looking for mobile banking, checking or savings accounts, or perhaps something with a higher return, we have you covered. Stop in today and let us show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
7:30 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and happy Valentine's Day, no matter how you're celebrating, even if it's with new lamps. Prince now, Little Red Corvette on 99.7 Max FM.
I guess I should know by the way you popped your car sideways at a wooden mat. You're the kind of person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. Guess I must be dumb. She had a pocket full of horses, children, and some of abuse. But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it alright. You see, what have I got to lose? And honey, I say, little red Corvette, baby, you're much too fast. Little red Corvette, you need a love.
pictures of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:33 right now, and Dave Grant sent me a message this morning telling me that lamps do not seem very romantic on Valentine's Day as a purchase, but for me, they're much safer than flowers after ankle sprains of deliveries years and years ago. And yes, that's probably true. They are safer than flowers, but I don't really know if you can say that either because of the way I was trying to balance them so they wouldn't fall. I had a few times when I was like way over in the shoulder, like, you know, in the ditch, and then realized I had to get back on the road. So really what that just tells me is I'm a disaster in every shape, way, shape, and form that you can even think of. So, but they got home safely and there was no bend or crack in the shade. So that's the important part this morning.
Were they seat belted in?
They were. I actually did seat belt them in because I was like, at least if the base is stable, all they can do is kind of tip from side to side. No, this is something I legitimately did in the parking lot of Target before I pulled out. So,
well, so now that you have your lamp of love, so now on the actual Valentine's Day, so what, like nothing happens then?
I got puppy school tonight, if that's anything.
Okay.
I'll be hanging out at the outlet mall with Aspie for a while. And
I
then,
can't tell if this is better or worse for the Lonely Hearts Club.
We're just pathetic at our house. That's essentially what it is. We will be in the Twin Cities, though, this weekend, going out to dinner with some very good friends. So it's not all lost. And I got lamps out of the deal. So, you know, it's not
horrible.
That's
a win-win. Come on.
It is. It truly is. So, you know, we're a few days removed now from the Super Bowl, but we're just starting to get information in about some of the ratings and some of the analysis of the, you know, not the game itself, but of the commercial, the halftime show, all of that. And more than 160,000 people took part in the annual USA Today Ad Meter poll, which ranked the best and worst Super Bowl commercials of the year. So we've got the top 10 here. Number one was Like a Good Neighbor, which was the State Farm commercial that starred Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito. That one was pretty good. The Dunkings came in at number two. That was a Dunkin' commercial. It starred Ben Affleck with Matt Damon, Tom Brady, and J-Lo. And that was probably one of my favorites. I didn't mind that one at all. Perfect 10 came in at number three in this particular poll. That was a Kia commercial. No, there were no stars in this commercial. It was just that young girl who figure skated for her grandfather on his pond. I didn't really like that commercial because, you know, she goes through this figure skating competition. I get the sentiment behind it. And then dad puts her in a Kia. They drive out to grandpa's and he's just got this perfectly frozen pond in front of his great big log cabin. And I was like, really? How many people can say that's actually going to happen to them? For some, yes, but for the vast majority of us, that's probably not a thing. So it was a little bit harder to swallow with that one. Worth Remembering came in at number four. That was the Uber Eats ad. I just love that these actually have names. That was the one that starred Jennifer Aniston, where she forgets David Schwimmer. Born to Play was an NFL commercial. It came in at number 5, and a kid in Africa dreams of playing in the NFL. Now, oddly enough, Max and I were talking about that commercial during the game, because for one Packers player, that's actually a dream come true. They have a linebacker who's on their practice squad, who is essentially from Africa and is learning the game of football through the Green Bay Packers. He wasn't sure if it was going to last 1 year, but they re-signed him in the offseason to the practice squad again. So that's a guy who's living out his actual dream that they were portraying in this commercial, mm-hmm. which is kind of cool. Hard Knocks came in at number 6. That was the Dove commercial, an inspirational clip about encouraging girls to stay in sports and to not worry about the outside voices of image and, you know, the people who try to just bring you down with your self-confidence, which is a great message. Number 7, Talking Like Walkin' was the BMW commercial that people loved. It's hard to believe that people are still trying, are still amused by Christopher Walken impersonations, but, you know, whatever. Ad meter doesn't lie, so here we are. Old School Delivery came in at number 8. That was the Budweiser commercial. And that's where a pack of Clydesdales and a Golden Retriever make sure alcoholics apparently have their beer. Now, it's worth, the dog's real name is Roy, and he belongs to Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell in real life.
Oh, yeah,
that's
I heard about that.
Yeah, that's, which is really kind of cool. Can't Be Broken was the number 9 commercial, according to Ad Meter. This was the Verizon commercial where Beyonce tries to break the internet, and apparently this is when we find out she's going country or something. I don't know. And then number 10 was Dina and Mita. That was the Doritos commercial that starred Jenna Ortega and her crazy grandmas. I was apparently in the kitchen because I missed that one. I don't even know what that one was. I'd have to even look it up. Now, the Ad Meter ranked...
She seems to be everywhere these days, doesn't
she? Wednesday definitely elevated her to a whole new level, didn't it?
Yeah.
The Ad Meter ranked all 59 Super Bowl commercials, so somebody had to come in last. And not surprisingly, it was American Values, which was this really weird campaign ad for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. that repurposed ancient-looking footage from JFK's 1960 presidential campaign. It just felt weird and wrong, especially knowing what happened to JFK at the end and the way the Kennedy family has basically tried to keep that within themselves a little bit and tried to, you know, privatize some of that, especially with the horrific loss that the nation watched. It just felt weird. It felt off.
Like it was in bad taste?
A little bit. Yeah, I really kind of did. And I wasn't the only one with that opinion. You know, as soon as that one aired, I tend to go to social media because I don't usually get offended by things like that. And I wasn't so much offended. I was just like, really? Are we really going to put the faces of current Kennedy family members on the faces of like Ethel? I mean, that's essentially what they did. Mm-hmm. Now, it's hard for me to defend RFK, but in his defense, this ad was actually produced by a super PAC without any involvement or approval from the campaign. He did apologize to anyone in his family who was offended by it. And it turns out that most of his family took to social media and was like, we don't condone this at all. Yeah. And so, there was that aspect of it. But that was considered the worst of all of the 59 commercials. Not a great look for a campaign. Just saying.
So the only one I think I've seen is the Schwarzenegger one. So in the Christopher Walken one, are there any other celebrity cameos at all?
I don't believe so. See, that was another one where I just caught the tail end of it because I was in the kitchen getting some stuff kind of ready for dinner and things like that, making my taco salad. So I didn't catch that full one. But I don't believe so. If I'm wrong and somebody saw it, make sure you text us and let me know because I am not 100% sure on that. 355-9970. But there were some good ones. Like I said earlier this week, right after the Super Bowl, I just kind of felt meh about the whole thing. The game, the commercials, the halftime show. It wasn't anything that's going to be memorable, although there were a couple moments where I was like, oh, okay, that's kind of cool. Or, oh, look at Usher. He's all of a sudden doing like roller derby type stuff on the stage. It was very strange. So that's about all I'm going to take away from the entire thing. That and the Kansas City Chiefs won again.
What's the feedback been on the halftime show itself?
I think a lot of people felt the same way. I mean, obviously, major Usher fans were all about it. And he did sing most of his big hits. So that I was very thankful for. You know, he brought out Ludacris, her, Alicia Keys, and Little John. So I'm always down for that. That's like a nice reunion from the early 2000s. But it kind of felt like everybody else was in the same boat. Eh. I don't know. It just kind of felt like that kind of year with the Super Bowl, everything surrounding it. Maybe it was the fact that it was two teams that had just played. The Chiefs were in it again because there was a little bit of a fatigue with the Super Bowl when Tom Brady and the Patriots kept going year after year after year. And I get it. If you're that good and you win the AFC, you deserve to be there. I'm not saying that. But at the same time, you know, it is an entertainment sport. And then that doesn't get very entertaining. You know, I mean, if you're seeing the same team year after year. But I get it. They're the best of the best right now. So there is that. So I understand that portion of it as well. But I don't know. It's just meh kind of year for the Super Bowl and all of it involved.
And once your team isn't in the Super Bowl playoff, then, I mean,
it's not as fun anymore.
A lot of interest dies
down. It's not as fun anymore. Although, you know, it was really kind of fun to see young Packers doing interviews and podcasts and all of that kind of stuff during the week leading up to the Super Bowl. And, you know, that's the one, again, I'll say it, that was the one takeaway I had that Chris Hobble had is you got to be excited about where this young Packers team is going, considering they went head-to-head with both of those teams in the playoffs and in the regular season. So that was probably the most exciting part, I guess, for me personally as a Packers fan or, you know, just a football fan in general. But the rest of it I was just kind of on the fence about. So that attitude even, it's, you know, because sometimes when you watch it, you're attitude changes or your opinion will change. I was on the fence going in. I stayed on the fence on the as soon as it was over.
Except the Affleck commercial, that's the one you liked best.
I liked that one, and I really liked the Zach Braff Donald Faison T-Mobile commercial with Jason Momoa. I thought those were good. I mean, anytime you get Jennifer Beals doing a cameo from Flashdance, come on now, that's a good day all the way around.
She still looks great.
I know. She's amazing. My gosh, I don't know if she ages at all. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. It is going to be sunny and mild today. We're looking for a high of 47, but then we get a dose of winter again in the overnight hours with a winter weather advisory, maybe 3 to 5 inches of snow possible. Sean Cable's going to fill us in with some details in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
Morning and welcome to Gann Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today we have the Lowell Stevenson Estate and the Stevenson Museum auction. It features antiques and collectibles as well as some furniture items. It's ending at 10 a.m. Catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Tomorrow, we have a real estate auction open house for a 231-acre farm in the town of Franklin. That's near Plain. It's from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. This farm features a full set of farm buildings as well as some good tillable land. It'll be sold in 4 parcels. More details can be found on our website at gavinbros.com. This Friday and Saturday are drop-off days for the Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni and Honey Creek Snowmobile Club consignment auction. We're accepting farm machinery, construction equipment, and related items from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. both Friday and Saturday. See our website for more details. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers in Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Last night, postseason action got started for boys hockey. Baraboo Portage had their season come to an end after a 4-0 loss to Middleton. The 3 seed moving on. They'll now meet Aquinas after they got the overtime victory over Onalaska. 7-6, the final in that thriller. Reedsburg Wisconsin Dells was the 12 seed. They lose to Madison Memorial last night, 7-1. And Sauk Prairie, the 9 seed, gets the upset win on the road over Sun Prairie East West as the number 9 seed wins 3-1. They'll now challenge Edgewood coming up on Friday. Also in that next round, Madison Memorial will meet Madison West, and Wanakee will be taking on Verona. The Badger Lightning girls hockey team will start their postseason tomorrow night as they're going to be hosting Sun Prairie West Co-op. That's going to be a 7 o'clock puck drop from Pierce Park. Winner of it will move on to face the number one seed Beloit Memorial. Also this last evening in boys hoops, Baraboo heads to Sauk Prairie, comes back with a 68-53 win. McFarland loses at home 76-59. It was also a home loss for Edgewood 70-41. In girls basketball this past evening, Edgewood with a big 80-28 win against the Thunderbirds in Baraboo. The Reedsburg Beavers 68-38 winners over Mauston, and Portage loses in a tight one to Montello 47-44 the final. Quiet Wednesday as usual, action will pick back up again tomorrow. Badgers are finally able to put an end to their losing skid with a 62-54 home victory over Ohio State. Stephen Kroll led the way with 16 points and 10 boards. It was also a double-double for AJ Storr, who had 14 and 12. Badgers now 17-8 for the season with 6 regular season games to go. They'll next be in action on Saturday when the team travels to Iowa to face the Hawkeyes. And the Bucks fall last night to the Miami Heat, 123-97 the final in that game. Giannis with a double-double, 23 points and 11 rebounds. Damian Lillard, Malik Beasley, and Bobby Portis all finished with 16 points for the contest. But on the other side, the Heat were on fire, 47% from behind the three-point line, including Kevin Love coming off the bench and going 5-for-7. Bucks now 35-24 this season. They'll head back on the road tomorrow night. They'll be in Memphis to take on the Grizzlies, 7:30 tip-off. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be sunny and mild today, up to 47 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 10. Tonight, some rain, eventually changing over to some light snow. Our low 29 tomorrow. Little light snow in the morning, then mostly sunny with a high of 35. If you need help with back taxes, Tax Solutions Now can help. Call today, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
99.7.
7:48 right now. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up next. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, you can text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Now, speaking of that Donald Faison, Zach Braff, Jason Momoa commercial from the Super Bowl, I mean, this is pretty appropriate. It's Michael Cimbello now, Maniac, from the movie Flashdance on 99.7 Max FM.